It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Another beautiful day, and you are welcome to Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to Open Heaven Hour, and I want to specially greet you. Good morning. How are you doing today? We want to bless God for another gift, a gift of a brand new day, gift of life, and a gift to be able to hear and learn from the Word of God. This segment of the show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And I want to specially welcome you. And if you're just joining us for the first time, I want to specially welcome you to our devotional family. And this is a community that you would not regret joining, because right here we hear and listen to the undiluted word of God. Today is the 6th day of June 2024, and we'll be using our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And today our topic says, Suffering for Christ. Sufferings for Christ. Our hymn today is hymn 12, if you are with your Open Heaven. Hymn 12, Onward Christian Soldiers. Onward Christian Soldiers. Our Bible in 1 year is Psalms 9-17. Psalm chapter 9-17. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Our Bible reading will be taken from the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 19. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 19. Are you with your Bible? If you are, please come along with us. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 19. And it says, Beloved, do not think it is strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him in doing good as to a faithful Creator. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our open heaven today says, Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. If you truly follow Christ, you must be ready to suffer for His sake. No one follows Christ without taking up his or her cross. An evangelist might have told you to just give your life to Christ and everything will be beautiful. That is true. Everything in your life will indeed be more beautiful because you have given your life to Christ. However, there will still be some suffering. Jesus Christ said that when we come to Him, He will take our heavy yokes from us. But He never said He will leave us without a yoke. Rather, in Matthew chapter 29 to 30, Matthew chapter 29 to 30, He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus said that He will give us His yoke to carry. His yoke is lighter than the one we were carrying before we got born again, but it is still a yoke. The reason many of us fall when temptations come is that they were not prepared to suffer for Christ. You must be so determined to follow Christ that you literally really say, if I perish, I perish. In Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Esther chapter 4, verse 16. When you do this, your strength will be great, and you will not faint in the day of adversity. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Those that do not faint in the day of adversity always enjoy great benefit when the adversity is over. In Genesis chapter 39, after that Joseph had gone through in the hand of his brothers, the biggest test of his life came. The wife of his master wanted him to lay with her. He said, how can I do this and sin against God? Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. He was willing to face whatever consequence will come with following and obeying God. He went to jail. But as soon as God saw that he carried his yoke willingly, He arranged for him to meet Pharaoh. And by the time he got to Genesis chapter 41, he had become the prime minister of the greatest nation on earth at that time. Your destiny depends on the answer to this question. Are you ready to suffer for Christ? Are you ready to suffer for Christ? And today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please give me the grace not to faint in the day of adversity. Let me carry your yoke until the end in Jesus' name. Father, please give me the grace not to fail in the day of adversity. Let me carry your yoke until the end in Jesus' name. God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Please kindly stay tuned to the end of this show to enjoy the rest of the hymn. You can always join us every morning at the same time during our Open Heaven Hour to partake of our devotion family. You're always welcome to join this community of believers where we share the word. Till we bring this to you again, stay blessed.